are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. 1-877-DOCDA. So we got a lot to talk about. Apparently, the Obama administration has delayed another key element to the Affordable Health Care Act, better known as Obamacare. I believe this one again till 2015 after the next election. All right. Allowing those limits, those annual limits, $6,350 for individuals, $12,700 for family on out-of-pocket expenses, that to be put off as well. We're going to talk about what that means for you and how convenient it is coming up on the next election. Then brain activity, all right, right before death. Looks like it may not be us going to heaven after all. Apparently there's a certain brain activity or enhanced brain activity that may explain what we think we see in near-death experiences. I don't want to know about that. I just want to, you know, I just want to think that, yeah, we get to go to heaven. I mean, wouldn't that be nice to know that you're going to heaven, that you're doing it right? You know, I think sometimes I have good days. Okay, so I'll be walking along going, you know what, I think I'm doing good. I think God's happy with me, right? And then all of a sudden you trip and fall flat on your face. You're like, wait a second, is that a sign? Is he saying, no, he's not too happy with me? So wouldn't it be nice to, you know, if you do get a flirtation with death, right? God's up there saying, you want to know what? Don't panic, because if it is time for you to come, you get to come here with me. Wouldn't that be just nice to know? So you're like, great, I'm on the right track. I'm doing things right. But unfortunately, it's more scientific than that. Then, also in religious news, a study has come out saying those with higher intelligence are less likely to believe in God. Well, then call me stupid. Fine, okay? If you're Now, many of you are out there on the dating scene, and we're in the middle of a recession, and you're asking me, do you really have to pay for every date? Both men and women in this latest study say, yep, men have to pay. I don't know if I agree with that. I'm very lucky I'm not a guy. I don't think I'd want to pay for every date. So as you can see, we got a very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Now, in news today, they were discussing bringing foreign doctors more and more into practice in America. We're having a doctor shortage. Right? So one way of us handling the doctor shortage is to come up with Obamacare. Right? Yeah. Well, Washington, to its dismay and surprise, although I think it was all planned, right, is finding that that really didn't help increase doctors. Okay? Not that many people want to become a doctor anymore. Okay? I wonder why. Big shock there. All right? So then the next plan of action is to allow non-doctors to practice like doctors. Okay? All right, which, by the way, has been happening for a while and has been very successful. Nurse practitioners, physician assistants taking on patient roles, but giving them much more independence. Again, sounds great for everybody. You have more people able to treat independently, prescribe, etc. More autonomy in decision-making. That's all fine and dandy until the lawsuits happen, and then they start to not attract people to their wonderful field. And I don't want anything happening to the nursing field, because we need our nurses, God bless them. So once our nurses start to get sued, we could be in a whole lot of trouble. But again, that's just me predicting the future. Okay, it's a shame. Right now, doctors take on most of the liability. Nurse practitioners and PAs have a lot of protection because their malpractice is covered by their employer, and the employer is usually the one that these company or these plaintiffs go after. So once the nurse practitioners and PAs are more autonomous and there isn't a doctor to sue or his house to take, the nurse practitioner and the PA's home and savings and future earnings are going to be up for grabs. Okay? But we're also trying to give prescribing powers to psychologists. Okay, psychologists, phenomenal in what they do. The psychologists spend time with the patient, unlike any other current medical doctor can, right? Some of these psychologists could spend a whole hour with you. I'd love it if all of us doctors could, okay? But giving the prescribing power to psychologists help increase their liability. They're not going to be able to pay the bills on just 8 patients a day if they work 8 hours. Hence, now they're going to have to start speeding things up a little bit. So we may see the decline, unfortunately, with the phenomenal field of psychology once they get to start prescribing. Okay, even though I think psychologists know a lot about how these medications work because they're seeing patients and they're spending the time, the liability starts to increase with these medications as well as the speed in which they need to work. And one of the reasons why psychologists do so well is they can't throw a pill at you. They have to work things out with you. They have to do the cognitive therapy, the behavioral therapy, the psychotherapy. And so giving them another tool, right, when their master tool is so phenomenal, I think we're going to see some problems in that field also. All right, but, you know, government has another idea. Why don't we just bring in foreign doctors? If we bring in foreign doctors, then hopefully we'll be able to offset the lack of Americans that want to go into medicine. Now, right now, to become a licensed doctor, I told you how much it takes. After high school, I had 4 years of college, and that's assuming you could do now an undergrad in 4 years. Nowadays, I guess they've able to crank it up to 5 years, but I was able to do it in 4 years because I had AP courses, I took summer courses, and I took full loads. So, Okay, 4 years, full load. Now, then medical school, 4 years, then residency. I did the shortest residency, a 3-year residency, not because it was short, just because I wanted to do family medicine. So that is 11 years post. Then, of course, you have to take your boards and the licensing, et cetera. So they say 10 years, okay, and hundreds of thousands of dollars. I would probably say let's up that to 12 years. Yet some foreign doctors don't have to take as long, depending on the country they live in, okay? And they, as long as they pass our boards and pass our set of USMLEs, they could come in. Is that a good idea? Is that where we should go? 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
If you love pineapple as much as I do, I've got some great news for you. You're going to love this offer from Freeze Dry Guy. For the month of May, Freeze Dry Guy is offering the finest quality freeze-dried pineapple, a case of 6 number 10 cans yielding 114 servings at a special introductory price. First quality freeze-dried pineapple grown and packed with nothing added. This healthy treat works wonders with salad. It's great for snacking, hiking, hunting, camping, and for adding to your food storage program. And please note that Freeze Dry Guy's foods will store on your shelf for decades. Order now and get free shipping to your front door within the lower 48 states. This special introductory price is good until May 31st. For more information and a free complete product list, go to freezedryguy.com or phone 866-404-3663. freezedryguy.com, 866-404-3663.
Gold. If you listen to the radio, watch TV, or surf the net, you're hearing about gold. Eventually you will ask yourself, is gold right for me? The answer might surprise you. We protect ourselves and our families from many things. Do you have medical insurance? Is your home insured? Do you carry life insurance? How about financial insurance? If you own gold, then the answer is yes. If you don't own gold, the question is, why don't you have financial insurance? We put our faith in things we trust. Do you trust the dollar? Do you trust the economy? Do you trust the government? Gold has always been something you can trust. For thousands of years, people have put their faith in gold. Where will you put your faith? Now is the time to protect yourself and your family. Call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 242. 1-800-686-2237, extension 242. And ask for Jim Parker. Let me help you get started today. 1-800-686-2237, extension 242.
Alabama, it's coming, and it's the event you and your family will not want to miss. The Southern Preppers Convention and Green Living Expo, Saturday and Sunday, September 7th and 8th, at the newly renovated Oxford Civic Center in Oxford, Alabama, where admission is totally free. There's something for everyone. Free classes and seminars on topics like food preparation, food harvesting, and food preservation. Free giveaways every 30 minutes. You could win seed kits, food, doTERRA oil, starter kits, water filters, and more, including a year's supply of food. Guest speakers include Bob from Black Dog Survival School, Mike from White Harvest Seeds, Dr. Tom Stoner from Dr. MedKits, and more. And be sure to stop by and check out the Youngevity booth, the Southern Preppers Convention and Green Living Expo, September 7th and 8th, a weekend of education and preparation that's totally free to attend. Don't forget, the Country Inn and Suites in Oxford has special rates available for those who attend the expo. Get all the details at thesouthernpreppers.com. That's thesouthernpreppers.com.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of the 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead, has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
The Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big shout out to longtime listener Freddie out there. Thank you, Freddie baby, for listening. Appreciate it. 1-877-DOCADALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in so diligently, 18 minutes past the hour. So, the New York Times reported that within the last 5 years, an average of 42.1% of foreign-trained immigrant physicians who applied for residencies through our national match system succeeded, which is kind of in contrast to the 93.9% of graduates of the Americans' medical schools who were successfully placed in residency programs. So obviously the Americans are having an easier time getting into residencies here than foreign graduates. But okay, we're still having a huge demand by foreign graduates to want to come in to our medical system. Should we, with our lack of access, allow it? I mean, should we ease up? Should we, shall we say, open up more residency spots? Now, some of you are probably saying, well, I don't get this, Dahlia. You're saying there's a shortage of doctors, yet we are filling up our residency spots. Well, you were filling up the specialty residency spots beautifully, but the primary care residency spots, those of us that don't make the hundreds of thousands of dollars like you all think, those are getting tougher and tougher to fill. And that's why we're trying to incorporate non-medical doctors of osteopathic non-physicians to be able to give medical care. Now, a couple months ago, one of you had said you had difficulty understanding your doctor, no bedside manner, couldn't understand him, he was foreign. All right, the foreign doctors, I know they all speak very fluent English, okay, and I think even American doctor bedside manners are sometimes lacking. So I don't think you could stereotype that a foreign doctor has less bedside manner and less English-speaking capabilities, okay? Because many of these people that do become physicians and they do come to America and they practice, I work with foreign doctors all the time. In fact, their English is better than mine. They is. Yeah, you know, they don't use the word ain't. They don't slur their words. You know how I have trouble saying anonymous? I still cannot say anonymous, but anonymous. I can't say that. Yet a foreign doctor can. Oh, and the British. Whew. Oh, they really know how to talk. Okay? Of course, they add the bloody in there, but they tell you you got to get your vitamin D and you need your multivitamins prior to you going on your holiday. And they enunciate everything. So don't be trying to say foreign doctors can't talk and you can't. Now, yes, are there doctors out there that you can't understand? Absolutely. Okay? They do. All right? But I think some of those doctors, they do that on purpose. Because think about it. If you're in a hurry, and you know what? This also works for non-doctors, okay? Let's say you're a salesman. Let's say you're in marketing. Think about it. You're in a hurry, and you don't want to engage in a long conversation with somebody. Do you enunciate, speak clearly, ask if they have any questions, or do you thicken the accent? I don't know. Of course, the cardiac catheterization on Friday. Is that okay with you? Okay. Yeah, I heard Friday. Okay. Thank you very much. Okay. Yeah, no, I'm not, but I mean, okay, that wasn't an accent. I don't know what nationality I was trying to portray in that. I'm not very good with accents, as you can see. But you see, I almost wonder, because it's interesting, because patients will tell me I sent them to a doctor, and they couldn't understand a gosh darn word they said. And I'm like, well, then you didn't see this doctor I know. Then I call my buddy doctor, saying, look, you saw this patient. They were a little, unclear on your instructions. And they go, well, I ordered this, and I told them to follow up in 2 weeks. And you're like, well, I understood that. How come they didn't? Well, because they probably said, I'm going to order. You see what I mean? They probably really, really mumbled the words, thickened it up, so the person just said yes or thank you, and then the doctor got the hell out of there. That's what I think is going on. But I got to tell you, Americans do it too. Okay? Now, I don't talk fast because I'm trying to get rid of the patient. I like talking to the patient because I don't really have a lot of friends, if you've noticed. We've talked about this. Most of my friends that I thought I had just wanted prescriptions that I couldn't give them, right? So I'm finding the older I get less and less friends. So if I want to talk to somebody about all my bull crap that's going on, I talk to my patients, right? You know, my patients provide therapy for me, so I love sitting there talking. But if I had to hurry up, okay, I would probably bring on the accent, because I do have an accent. It all depends on where I want to tap in on. Do I want to use the accent from my father? Do I want to use the accent, from growing up? I've been picking up a lot of Southern, right? So I could throw that in there. And, sometimes I'll just outright speak Spanish to my patients, even if they don't speak English. Okay, comprendes tú? Okay, so regresa en 2 semanas. Gracias. And then they realize, well, you know what? Dahlia doesn't know what the hell she's talking about because she's speaking Spanish. And they're like, fine, whatever. 2 semanas. I come back in 2 semanas. And I'm good. So keep in mind, if you don't understand one of your doctors, it's just because they're in a hurry. So if you want to understand the doctor, find a doctor that's not in a hurry, whether they're American or foreign. Comprendes tú? Muy bien. Now, as we deal with this healthcare shortage and finding, trying to import qualified individuals to be able to take on our, medical woes, as I read this, it to me, though, still kind of looks like a cluster. I have no problem with them trying to recruit foreign doctors. I have no problem with that. But it also shows us that we have a real issue if we can't attract American doctors. Now, I posted on Facebook a very interesting picture that I found. Have you guys seen this? Okay. It's how the world looks at doctors. Now, what's so interesting about this is in one picture, it goes, what my friends think I do. So you see a guy leaning over a little girl, listening to her heart. The little girl is happy, right? Then there's a picture of what my mom thinks I do. And you see the doctor, you know, lifting 100 pounds of weight in one hand, holding vegetables in the other. Then there's a picture of what society thinks I do. So you see a doctor with a DeLorean or Lamborghini in front of his house, okay, and he's golfing in front of his house, right? Okay, or a house with a Lamborghini and then him golfing. Then what the government thinks I do. So there's a picture of somebody picking grapes off a tree. Then you got the guy from house sitting there, what I think I do, right? Him just kind of looking there thinking whatever. And then you have a picture of what I really do. And you see a woman on the floor of her very commonplace house with papers and reports and books all over the place. And you could tell it's nighttime and it looks like she's up late at night working. Okay? Now, many of you out there don't listen to my show. For those of you listening today, bravo. But there's a lot of people that don't. So they don't really get the nitty gritty. So they think doctors are full of it. Doctors are, I don't know how to golf and I don't have a Lamborghini. Okay? So I know some doctors out there do, but most of us don't. Okay? My patients drive better cars than I do. So, what my mom thinks I do, that's kind of accurate. My mom thinks I'm a hero, and that's cool. You know, you want your mama to be proud. We all want our mama to be proud, right? She thinks I still was a hoochie mama. You know, she prefers I kept my knees bolted together in my younger years, but other than that, she's been pretty proud of me. So where was I going with this? Okay, so now you have the average student out there. So you got Mr. Joe College going to school. And he's sitting there in class bright-eyed and bushy-tailed going, what do I want to be when I grow up? Right? Okay. Well, you know, young boys, they want to be cops. They want to be firefighters. You know, maybe they want to be Hugh Jackman. Right, in Wolverine, okay? I would like most men to be Hugh Jackman in Wolverine, especially when his shirt's all off and he's all sweaty and, you know, looking like he needs some lacerations, you know, and he's, but, where was I going with this? Hugh Jackman, I like. 1-877-DOC-TALLY. No, okay, so you got Joe College sitting there. Okay, well, you know, welcome to the counseling office, Joe. You're looking to find a career. What do you think you want to do? Well, I want a career where you're financially stable, where you're revered in the public, right? Where I could though come home and go to sleep at night and turn it off and able to have a family life and just all around be a happy person. So I guess doctor? You know, and the counselor's going, really? Why do you think we have Obamacare? It's the doctor's fault. Even though I disagree with that statement. So, oh, okay. Well, then, lawyer, you got it. Make money. I know a lot of lawyers don't get to make money. I get that. All right. They don't, yeah. But you see what I'm saying? Okay. Very hard to attract the average American, right, to be a doctor. So, all right. We have to outsource. It's just the way it is. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-TALLY.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Hi there. My name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123coverup.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are, incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up, and you will be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123coverup.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123coverup.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123coverup.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's 123coverup.com.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Let's go to the phone lines. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. We got James calling from Pennsylvania. Hey, James, buddy, what's up?
Hey, I got a question for you. Watching TV last night, and I saw the commercial for Axion, the roll-on testosterone applicant for men that you roll on like deodorant.
Yeah.
I don't know if you know what that is. And yeah. I thought, oh, okay, you know, that's a practical, you know, easy to use way to get for men to get lost testosterone. Mm-hmm. But in the disclosure, it said in big bold letters, has been known to cause prostate cancer.
Mm-hmm.
So, why, tell me again, why should I use this product or buy it?
Right, right. Well,
learn to call prostate cancer.
I mean, here's the thing. It says in there the Axiron as well as the Androgel or any of the testosterone supplements, James. And I haven't talked to you in a while. I hope you all doing well. I miss you, James. But all of them will say that it could increase your risk of prostate cancer. I've never believed that testosterone supplements will actually cause the cells of your prostate to turn cancerous. But what I have believed, just like with hormone replacement therapy in women with breast cancer, none of this causes the cancer. But if you do have cells that start going rogue, they could augment it. Now, the reason why these commercials have to now spend more time talking about risks than the benefits is, again, the government and the laws and all that, is because if you have no idea whether your prostate is already starting to make cancer cells or not, then if you take a product like this, it has to warn you so that somebody is watching your prostate closer. There's no way to tell. I have no idea right now if, God forbid, any of my cells are turning cancerous. I'm assuming some are and my body's knocking out of the ballpark. But I have no idea if I'm more inclined to breast cancer. I have no idea if you, God forbid, James, are more inclined to prostate cancer right now. I have no idea what's going on with your cells. Yeah, we can maybe guess genetically. Yeah, maybe we could kind of look at risk factors. But for the most part, we have no idea. So you start taking a testosterone supplement, there could be a 50-50 chance or a 70-30 chance or a 30-70 chance. We don't know. So whenever you're contemplating testosterone supplementation, what I like to advise you guys to do is, number one is check and see if your testosterone is already low. If you already have low testosterone, well, then I think you would benefit from a supplement, and I think you're a safer group to give testosterone supplementation to as long as your PSA is normal. And by normal, I'd really like it below 1 if we can. Now, if your testosterone, however, is normal and you're trying to try this to see if it could, give you a lift, then I would say, all right, you know, that's a little bit more touch and go, but give it a try. See if you like it. See if you, et cetera. So, James, are you thinking about using testosterone? And if so, why?
I'm not sure. I'm finding myself getting a little bit more exhausted. I'm a truck driver, so, I try to maintain a regular schedule, but, you know, I find myself, like, when I have my downtime and I've shut down, I'll get in the bunk, I'll get something to eat, I'll open Netflix, I'll be sitting there, and all of a sudden, within 5 minutes, I'm, like, nodding off, you know, and it happens very frequently like that when I'm not driving, that, you know, I'm falling asleep. So it's almost like narcolepsy.
Well, yeah.
I don't do it while I'm driving. It's only when I'm not driving. I get this exhaustion and tiredness.
Now,
so I'm thinking either testosterone or HGH or something.
I saw that last night.
But
really quick, James, and really quick, one last thing. Get yourself checked for sleep apnea. All right. I know you're in your late 40s. If I remember, you told me about a year ago how old you were. So if you're in your you're my age. So you're 40, you're early mid 40s. I want you to get yourself checked for sleep apnea because that can also cause you to have that sleepiness when as soon as you come home, you're ready to nod off type of thing. But, check your testosterone level. Thank you, James, for calling. I appreciate it. Check your testosterone level and see if you're low. Maybe something worth looking at. But if James is only in his 40s, I'd be shocked if his testosterone is low. But if it is low, then a lot of things need to be checked. Diabetes, et cetera, because we talked about this. Normal, healthy men don't start having major drops in testosterone. You'll start to drop a little bit when you're older. Let's go back to the phone lines. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. We got Mike calling from Kentucky. Hey, Mike, how you doing?
I'm doing great, doctor. I have a question about the phenomenon called compacted bowel, and I wonder if it's even true. I've started taking fiber, the orange Betamucil stuff, in the morning,
And
I feel great. I feel great. I can tell a difference in the way I feel taking that fiber drink every day. Is it true that bowel can get compacted in the intestines and colon, and it doesn't allow your food to, or your, I mean, are all those things true?
Yep, absolutely. Bowel impaction. Now, bowel impaction, though, I mean, a lot of us are constipated and we think we're impacted because we're trying to picture what our stool is doing. A true bowel impaction could be extremely painful. Sometimes we even need to hospitalize you and enemaize you or something. But sometimes your constipation, if your bowels don't move, the stool keeps coming because you keep eating. And then once you get to the point where you're pretty impacted, you don't want to eat. Sometimes you vomit. You get a lot of abdominal distension. Sometimes you get diarrhea because your bowels don't know what to do. So having regular stools, Metamucil is awesome. Any sort of fiber, cutting back on sticky type foods like cheese. Cheese has like a gummy-like substance in it. That helps with constipation. Drinking a lot of water helps. But absolutely, impaction is a real thing.
Okay, and can you have too much fiber? Because I make the drink so it's almost like an orange milkshake. I just love the stuff.
I mean, double check. You want to make sure where we get nervous about too much fiber is it could dehydrate you. But if you're, you know, make sure you're reading the directions on how much you should take. Yes, I think there is a possibility of people taking too much, but, you know, make sure you hydrate yourself. And usually if your bowels are working right, you shouldn't have to overdose on fiber. Yes, this though is not, very rarely would we be at risk of that because the amount of fiber you need per day is so much higher than what we actually take in. So double check, read the RDA that you're taking in and what you're putting in. But I think it's unlikely you would overdose. But if you're like, no, I'm putting five times what I should, that's probably too much. You may not need to do that.
Okay, and one last thing. Why doesn't Susan G. Komen ever race for the cause? Why do we spend so much money looking for cures for things when nobody seems to put any emphasis or importance on the root cause of the sickness? I mean, if the United States has the fattest, most cancerous disease people in the world, yet we spend the most on health care, why is there not a race for the cause?
You know, that's interesting. It's a good question. Why don't we have a cure for breast cancer now? I think it's because it's the same reason why we don't have a cure for antibiotic infections, why we don't have a cure for Alzheimer's. I think, because everybody thinks there's this big conspiracy that government knows how to stop cancer and won't do it. I don't think that. I mean, I think the government is screwed up, but not to that degree. I think that we have, I mean, look at Michael Douglas. Stage 4 throat cancer, he should have been dead, and thank God he isn't. So we have actually put a lot of people into remission, and we have done a lot of amazing things with cancer. But I don't think you could cure cancer because cells are always turning cancerous in our body. I don't think a cure exists because you can't cure cancer. You can fight cancer because cells always go rogue. But let's say, God forbid, you're going to have a melanoma in your lifetime. I can't give you anything now that'll prevent the melanoma. I can tell you to avoid sun and cover up, but if you got bad sun exposure when you were younger, there is nothing right now I could give you to prevent that. I could maybe treat your melanoma as effectively as we can, but that's why. Your cells turn cancerous at chaotic times. And since there's no predictability, there's no way to prevent or be able to annihilate everything. And that's why I think there'll never be an absolute cure. Mike, thanks for calling. Don't go away, guys. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
If you love pineapple as much as I do, I've got some great news for you. You're going to love this offer from Freeze Dry Guy. For the month of May, Freeze Dry Guy is offering the finest quality freeze-dried pineapple. A case of 6 number 10 cans yielding 114 servings at a special introductory price. First quality freeze-dried pineapple grown and packed with nothing added. This healthy treat works wonders with salad. It's great for snacking, hiking, hunting, camping, and for adding to your food storage program. And please note that Freeze Dry Guy's foods will store on your shelf for decades. Order now and get free shipping to your front door within the lower 48 states. This special introductory price is good until May 31st. For more information and a free complete product list, go to freezedryguy.com or phone 866-404-3663. freezedryguy.com, 866-404-3663.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
Introducing the only portable solar generator in the world that uses advanced sun tracking technology. The SunSocket Solar Generator from Aspect Solar, featuring 60-watt rotating solar panels, a built-in 250-watt-hour lightweight lithium iron battery that charges in only 5 hours, multiple output sockets, and more. See it in action at AspectSolar.com or call 877-717-7778. Call 877-717-7778.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Really quickly, one of you had wanted me to comment on what's been going on with Paula Deen and Oprah. I do want to talk about the near-death experience with brains and get all medical and scientific with you all, but I don't mind going into entertainment news. It's an important, important subject. So anyway, a federal judge has dismissed the racial discrimination claims in a lawsuit filed by a former employee against Paula Deen. Many people didn't realize, but the employee that filed a lawsuit against Paula Deen for racial discrimination was actually white. But she said she felt hurt because I believe she has a quote unquote some biracial nieces, she called it. Okay. There was also some sexual harassment and abusive treatment, and those parts of the lawsuit, I guess, are still pending. But the judge threw out racial discrimination. They said at best plaintiff is an accidental victim of the alleged racial discrimination, according to the U.S. District Judge William T. Moore. Okay. Now, of course, Paula Deen's career reputation, according to CNN.com, went into a tailspin when she admitted she had used the N-word in the past. Now, some of you had written me talking about how in the South things are very, very different, where I don't really know much about Southern culture. Okay, I would love to, that's where I've never, I mean, I've been to New Orleans and I've been to Florida, but I've really never, you know, been in the South, the Deep South, and gotten to, you know, enjoy the food and the people there. So I don't know. Okay. But some of my patients and many of you had written saying, the N-word used to not have anything to do with white and black. It was a term that people would use. Like, for example, some of you use the B word. Okay. The B word used to imply somebody that you didn't like. It was negative. Now, you know, in high school, they're like, well, I got to take my witches with me, and the witches are going to be at the mall later. So certain vernacular has been changing. Now, I didn't know that. I always thought the N word was the N word back in, you know, Civil War, pre-Civil War times, etc. I had no idea that somebody was using that word as like friendship or whatever. It was used on the Hangover 2 movie where little, what was his name? The shorter character was basically calling his friends that. And so, you know, I had no idea that there was a different spelling. I don't know. Maybe some of you from the South would know. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. So when Paula Deen had said, look, of course I use the N-word. That's what you say. We didn't understand that because we're like, well, you never say the N-word. The N is a bad word. All right, but I didn't know there were different spellings of it. I didn't know that there's different connotations. I had no idea, and I still don't know, so I can't comment, okay? Whether somebody who's white has a right to sue against racial discrimination, I think they can, but if she's offended because she has some family members, I could see why the judge threw out the case. I could see it. Now, Oprah has come out, discussing her racism issue that happened in Switzerland. I believe she was in a store in Switzerland. She didn't give the name of the store. And I guess she was looking at a purse. And a clerk had, in Zurich refused to show her the handbag. And she told her, she couldn't afford it, or it's really expensive, etc. And Oprah had come back to the States saying, look, I've been a victim of racism too. This is what happened to me. I was looking at a purse, and I was denied the purse because the clerk said it was too expensive. It was like she wanted to show it to me, assuming, you know, I couldn't afford it. Now, Oprah's come out saying, look, I'm sorry. She's not sorry for what happened. She's not saying that she recants the accusation that it was racism. She's just sorry that, you know, Switzerland is getting flap. The store is getting flap, even though she never gave the name, you know, of the store. People apparently figured it out. And so now the clerk is like, what are you talking about? That didn't happen. And so now there's this huge backlash for this store. Now, I mean, if the store was racist, okay, you know, then do they deserve the backlash? That's for you and I to discuss. Fine. But if the store wasn't, if things in Switzerland are a little different, okay, I mean, do they word things differently? Like, for example, okay, if the purse is behind a display case, and let's say somebody already has dibs on it. Now, I don't know how things work in Switzerland, so I don't know. Okay? So somebody's got dibs on it. Or the manager wants to buy it for the wife. So they say, try not to sell it. So somebody walks into the store and they go, no, 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 you don't want this one. It's really overpriced. You don't want it. Whether they're white or black, was that racism? I mean, do we not know the whole story? Okay, I can't tell you how many times people have an eye on something. They're like, please don't sell, please don't sell, please don't sell. People can talk you out of products all the time. I was talked out of products. I remember I was looking for a dress. This actually has happened a couple times. And in certain stores, the fancy dresses are in the back corner, and there's mirrors, and there's almost like a security guard, but it's not a security guard. It's one of the women, right, that judges you by how you look and makes you feel like crap. So I walk back there, and she's like, oh, these dresses are $1,000 on up. And so she looks at me, and so I turn around, and I go, oh, okay, thank you for letting me know. Now, I felt like crap because obviously with me and my flip-flop, she probably could tell, you know, I didn't have that kind of money. I didn't cry racism because, I mean, I was white, she was white. I just figured she sized me up and looked like and realized I didn't want to touch a $1,000 dress. But the reason why I didn't take it too to heart, because as I figured, she did that to most people. She doesn't want people trying on $1,000 dresses and then not buying them because they could leave makeup smudges, etc. And the store, believe it or not, has a right to do it. Okay, the store could look at somebody like me coming in my flip-flops, right? And a t-shirt with mismatched bra straps, right, who is looking at a $1,000+ dress that I want to try on so I could say I've tried on a $1,000 dress and see what it looks like and feels like, right, because Lord knows I'm not married to somebody who would buy me a $1,000 dress. And honestly, I really wouldn't want to spend that kind of money on anyway. Okay, knowing me, I'd have a bad period that night and ruin the dress anyway. So I wouldn't want to wear something that was $1,000. But I was turned away because of how I looked. Okay? Obviously, the salesperson was kind of right in my case because I wouldn't have spent the money. So I don't know really what happened with Oprah. Was this salesperson telling everybody no because she didn't want anybody touching the bag? Right? Or was the bag supposed to be, you know, saved for somebody else? Or was she just being lazy and not wanting to go and get it out of the case? So she just wanted somebody else to just go. And I mean, you know, here's another scenario. I'm just putting this out there. Okay. I talked about periods and having, mistakes happen when you have a period. Okay. A lot of us women, we know when it happens. We've all been there and we need to run to a bathroom, but we can't run to a bathroom. So we stand very still. And I'm not saying this whole Oprah thing had to do with the person behind the counter having her period, but imagine Oprah wants her to turn around and go and grab a purse. Meanwhile, in many of these fancy boutiques, they wear white pants. She's probably like, I don't want to turn around. No, 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 you don't want this purse. It's too expensive. So I guess the point I'm making is if something racism, okay, it's racism, call it. But I don't want people calling something racism if it's not. Okay, if there's no proof that this was racism and there could have been another story behind the Switzerland store, do they really deserve all this public backlash for not wanting to turn around and open up the you know, the little cupboard? Who knows? All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. What near death is like? 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
It's hurricane and wildfire season again. Why do thousands of people sit in these reoccurring problem areas year after year, betting their lives that the disaster won't get them? Hundreds of you help eFoods Direct ship 50,000 donated meals to the Oklahoma victims. The problem is we can't help everybody. If every one of us who can will take care of ourselves, we can all pitch in to take care of those who really can't. The new Justin Case Pack from eFoods Direct is the big brother to the 7-day emergency pack designed for over
Oklahoma disaster donations. It contains a 2-month supply for one person, or a 1-month supply for two adults, or a 2-week supply for a family of four. The $320 price is $50 less than retail. Call 800-409-5633 on the web efoodsdirect.com/Alex. Order two or more, get 10% off. Free shipping applies. Call 800-409-5633 on the web efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
People are taking charge of their lives with healthier lifestyles. That's why you have to experience the Raleigh-Durham Gluten and Allergen-Free Wellness Event. One day only, Saturday, August 17th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Durham Convention Center in Durham, North Carolina. Explore the Gluten and Allergen-Free Wellness Event, where learning is fun and delicious. Discover the world of gluten-free with free samples, cooking demonstrations, and lectures with well-known members of the gluten-free community. Enter the raffle, and you could win the grand prize of a catered barbecue from Bonesuckin' Sauce, valued at $3,000. The Raleigh-Durham Gluten and Allergen-Free Wellness Event, August 17th at the Durham Convention Center. For more, visit RaleighGlutenFreeExpo.blogspot.com. RaleighGlutenFreeExpo.blogspot.com. Presented by Udi's Gluten Free, Glutino, Enjoy Life Foods, and Youngevity.